Welcome back to the Entrepreneur's Treatment. I am your host, Gerard, and today we're going to talk about a subject matter that needs to be talked about. And the subject matter is going to be about the dark side of entrepreneurship. I think that's something that's important. I know I say that a lot because I feel like everything I talk about is important. All right, the darker side of entrepreneurship. The darker side of entrepreneurship is it's a dark road. You know, the highs are highs and the lows are lows. I was just reading this article about several entrepreneurs committing suicide because of the fact that, you know, things didn't go quite right. And, you know what I'm saying, they gained something and then they lost it. And that within itself can drive a person crazy. But I think that comes from, you know what I'm saying, the mental health aspect not being taken care of. A lot of the times we don't look at how important the mental is or should be. I think this is a sensitive subject. I know anybody listening who's, you know what I'm saying, had someone take their life, just period, is rough. But specifically, you know what I'm saying, for this episode, I mean, especially, you know what I'm saying, entrepreneur. Because I think, you know, if you look at them from afar, you're like, you know, you have all these things. You have the money, you have an unlimited range, it seems like, from a certain perspective. But I guess that's not always true, right? It's not always true. I think the system of things can lead to a depression because, you know, it's a system, and if a system fails, it's because usually it's missing or lacking in an area, you know, in correlation with how the system is supposed to be ran. So if you have developed a system that's successful and you lose it, you can't figure out, you know, that step that you're missing, or what area in the system that, you know, is failing that you once succeeded in. But you have to go back to a blueprint, examine everything, and never give up in making that system right. And you can even say that about yourself or the brain. Even that goes back to the brain and how you operate, you know what I'm saying, how you think, because you're a system yourself. Sometimes in life you try to think, you know what I'm saying, back to when you were sane, and you try to, you know, repeat the same steps that, you know, got you to that mind frame. And when it doesn't work out, that's the same thing with individuals who take their lives outside of entrepreneurship. When it has nothing to do with entrepreneurship. So everything goes back to, you know, a mental preparation, how you, you know, prepare for certain things. And that's something I think that you have to practice on a day-to-day. It's healthy for people to practice that on a day-to-day. Kind of get over the fact that you're going to fail. So what? Do it again. Keep trying until you have, you know what I'm saying, your day of redemption, so to speak. Because it's going to happen. Look, guys, I don't know if you know, these subject matters are kind of boring to you, but it's not about more so of, you know, what catches headlines. It's more about, especially in our community, it should be more about what we need to hear. These are the things that's affecting us, that's affecting our families, that's affecting everything around us, whether we know it or not. So yeah, mental health is everything. A peace of mind is everything, ultimately. You know? Guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. I'll be back with you guys. Until then, peace and blessings.